greater advertised and more people by far come now than there used to be years ago.
UFO sightings bring in many people.
Oh, that's the biggest joke.
What?
But we do, between here and Hooper, we have a UFO watchtower.
Yeah. Oh. Have you been there?
No. You don't need to think I would spend my money doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember Snippy? You haven't been here. You didn't know the story of Snippy, right?
No.
Snippy is a horse that was in the pasture over here by Mount Blanca.
Mm-hmm.
And the UFO landed, mm-hmm. and the aliens got part of the horse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it made history for 5 years, and it was so ridiculous. What? He had mysterious burns on his body and stuff that couldn't have come from anything except a spaceship. And oh, yeah, they made a hoopla out of that one big time.
Wow. What, has anybody come up with a different explanation?
Oh, crap. The horse died.
Yeah, that's what
horses
do.
That's right.
That's what living things do. You remember your, can you tell me a little bit about what your house was like when you were growing up? What kind of rooms it had and stuff like that?
Okay, we had what they called a resettlement house. All the houses at that time, you had two styles. Either you took a one story or you got the two story. We okay. took the one story. We had three bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
We had an outhouse. Because there was no plumbing. I mean, no. We had water in the house, but we had no bathrooms.
Right.
There wasn't a bathroom in the house until after I was married and gone from home.
Wow.
Before the folks was, you know, financially able to put in a bathroom.
Huh.
So up till then, we had our outhouse all the time. We had the house, and then we had the red barn. Everybody had the matching red barn,
mm-hmm.
and everybody had the matching chicken house.
Right.
Which was just a long flat building,
okay.
you know. But that was the three buildings that were built on each resettlement farm.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So y'all had chickens?
Oh, yeah. My mother and I made our living that way because when they came in with the FHA, everything that you raised at the end of the year had to be turned back into the government.
Uh-huh.
You know, all of the money had to be turned back in. But they released the milk.
Uh-huh.
You know, we could have cows. And they released the milk, which we always had a separator,
uh-huh.
you know, one of those good old hand crank suckers.
Yeah.
You're too young. You don't
I've
even remember
it,
all this. You don't remember those things
too,
I'm
man.
Telling you.
Hey.
Okay. Anyway, we'd stand there and we'd crank the separator the whole time, but then we could sell the cream.
Uh-huh.
We had a creamer here,
mm-hmm.
and then they would process the cream and make butter.
Okay.
That's all gone out now, of course. But we could have the cream to buy flour and sugar, things
mm-hmm.
that we couldn't raise,
mm-hmm.
because everybody was expected to raise their own.
Right.
You know, when they came in, they set up, here again, it was at the school, but they had a big learning center.
Uh-huh.
They had one for the men so they could learn their farm equipment and how to weld and how to fix flat tires and this
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. But inside, they had a place where they taught the women how to preserve food, do the canning and furnish the pressure cookers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So we had a great big garden.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What did you grow in it?
Oh, everything you could grow,
yeah.
you know. We didn't raise our potatoes in the garden because we always had potatoes out in the field,
okay.
you know. But we had beans and onions and cucumbers and squash and corn and just a regular run of all kinds of vegetables. And then Mother would can, you know, we'd can all night some nights.
What kind of beans?
Green beans.
Yeah.
String beans, you know.
What kind of potatoes did you grow out in the fields?
We had russets. I mean, we had the red ones. What are they called? Colorado Reds or whatever.
Sounds good.
Well, we raised the red potatoes,
uh-huh.
but now everything's gone to white.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, one minute.
Okay.